at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information, or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
We're talking about fighting for our life. First of all, you have to learn how to fight. Or let me take it a little further. You have to learn how to let the Lord fight for you. Okay? That's where we want to go. You want to learn how to let the Lord fight for you. And not you fighting for yourself or fighting in the flesh. Amen? Now, we've been on this series, Zoe Life, and we've been hammering the concept of rest and peace. And it was said earlier, it was sung earlier, that our peace is a weapon. It's a two-edged sword. Let's get that concept in our mind and renew our mind to that. Cussing folks out ain't the weapon God gave you. That's a carnal weapon. And I know, as I said, most people don't cuss. Some of y'all probably still. Most saints have been delivered from that. But you got some saints that still slip up every now and then, you know. Amen? But that's not a weapon God. See, our weapons are not carnal. The weapons God gave you are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. It doesn't seem like even a weapon. Peace is not just a warm, fuzzy feeling. It's a weapon. When you hold peace in the midst of warfare, it's a crushing blow to the enemy. In other words, your peace will move him out. Not your anger, not how loud you get necessarily. It's your peace. In other words, it's your light. As we referred to early on, in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve were never given instruction on fighting the devil. They were given instruction on tilling and tending to the garden. Okay, let's flip this script so that we're operating from our renewed mind. I'm not ignorant of darkness, nor am I ignorant of Satan's devices, but I'm not focused on them. I'm focused on the Word of God, the light of the Scripture. Amen. Now, one of the verses of Scripture that we read in this lesson, in this series on the Zoe Life, is that many do not know the way of peace. You're quick in conflict to start thinking out of the other side of your brain. Let somebody say something to you. What you say? You don't know that. You don't even know me. You're quick to defend yourself. That's the fight or flight syndrome. Let somebody challenge what you believe. Or challenge you on somewhere where you think, you know, where you think you're pretty good at. And test yourself, see what kicks in. Do you start thinking out of the other side of your brain? Or are you content with your completeness? What you say about me don't define me. Can you love them right on through it? Can you laugh at it? or do you become defensive? Jesus was attacked all the time by men that knew the word. But he never got defensive, nor did he get bitter or angry, except the time he put them cords together and whooped them out the temple. But he always had a word for them. And when he came up against opposition, he always dealt with it from a place of peace. You even think better when you're at peace. Even in sports, the game slows down when your mind is not being rushed. You know, you may be moving fast, but your mind, you understand me? You're at a place of rest where everything slows down for you. You can do things better, easier. So what I want to touch, your effort, someone say my effort. Your effort cannot produce the rest. Your efforts cannot produce the rest. What produces the rest is when you come to Him. You got to come to Him. Come to, in other words, you've got to acknowledge Him. Your effort cannot produce this rest. You can work hard at it all you want. It will not produce it. You'll never get it. Where you get the rest is you have to come to. Remember Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The rest comes from him. That's why we talk so much about his presence. His presence and disobedience. This is what happened with Adam and them. His presence and disobedience are like oil and water. They won't mix. When you're disobedient, now you can make a mistake and God will come for you. See, when Adam and Eve fell, God came for them. In their disobedience, God came for them. But what always has struck me as, you know, as being like the trigger to this, I don't ever see them repenting. I wonder what would have happened had they repented. Amen. Husband and wife, let me tell you something here. Brother and sister, let me tell you something here. Adam allowed the devil to get between him and Eve. That's what messed everything up. Stop allowing the devil to get between you and your wife. I heard an amen, two amens on this side, one way in the back and one on the third row. I said, stop allowing the devil to get between you and your spouse, or between you and your children, or between you and your fellow employees. Amen. He'll mess it up every time. Don't let him. How? Be a peacemaker. Blessed are the peacemakers. Sometimes you have to take wrong when you're right for the sake of peace. But guess what? God will justify you. And when you have to do that, guess what? God got something bigger in mind. It looked like you're losing, but you're really winning. Looked like you're giving something up, but you're really gaining. Amen. Ask the person beside you, is you a peacemaker? Is you or is you ain't? Our efforts in the flesh can never produce his rest. It's when we come to him. Boy, that makes it easy. All I got to do is call on Jesus. I'm talking about for real. Whenever you call on for real, he's right there. You ain't got to jump through no whole lot of hoops and stuff. All you got to do is call on Jesus. We were talking yesterday in the men's ministry about, and I it was brought up, I brought this up, about The word says, the Lord said, acknowledge me in all your ways, and I will direct your path or your steps. That word acknowledge is not like how we acknowledge. You know, let me say I'm acknowledging my wife. We're out visiting the church, and I want to say, I want to give honor to all, to the senior pastor, to all the elders in their respective places, and I want to honor my wife too. I'm acknowledging my wife. The word acknowledge the Lord in all your ways doesn't mean that. Though we acknowledge him, the word goes much deeper. That word acknowledge means to know. Now, what does that mean to us? Whenever you acknowledge the Lord, even in a situation you don't understand, God will give you to know something. Amen. Somebody will get that later. When you go, see, he said, acknowledge me in all your ways and I'll direct your path. When we acknowledge, God says, I'm going to cause you to know. That's why whenever you call on the name of Jesus, in trouble, call on the name of Jesus. He'll show you the way. Amen. When you have a need, call on his name. And he'll show you where the need can be met. Why? Because he's already met the need. You just don't know where it's met at. Come on, whatever he said, acknowledge me in all your ways. In other words, I want to get in all your business so I can make you to know that I'm everything you need. See, everything you need is in his presence. I said, everything you need, what you think you need out there ain't out there, it's in his presence. What you thought you needed out there ain't out there, it's in his presence. That's why he said, just come to me. What you desire will be in my presence. He already knows what we desire. He knows what we need. He knows what we lack. He knows where we are. He knows everything. Everything's in him. As a matter of fact, he is wisdom. Come on. See, some folks trying to figure stuff out. Good to read books. Read a lot of books. But Christ is wisdom. So in other words, I'm trying to figure all this out scientifically and all that, when all I need to do is go over here to Jesus, who is wisdom. And he'll tell me what them books couldn't tell me, what them books still trying to figure out. Jesus said, I'm the author of all of this. I can tell you just in a word. Amen. Why? His yoke is easy. His burden is light. Tell somebody, I'm too blessed to be stressed. Tell somebody right now, stop all that sweating. You know, Adam named all them animals, did all that stuff in the garden, and not a drop of sweat. Because he was in the presence of God. It was only after he was driven out of the garden that sweat appeared. It got laborious. It got difficult. In the presence, it wasn't difficult at all. I can imagine he could work all the time. No sweat. No tiredness. Huh? Well, that principle is alive. It's real today. Amen. Tell somebody, stop straining. Start training. Train your mind. He whose mind is stayed on me, I will keep him in perfect peace because he trusts me. Amen. We must learn the way of peace.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.